Chapter 2. The Modern Day Olympic Games. In the 1880s, archaeological discoveries of Olympic objects and ruins in Greece inspired Frenchman Pierre de Coubertin. He was interested in sport and he decided to restore the ancient Greek Olympic Games. But he wanted the modern Olympic Games to include competitors from all over the world. He dreamed of uniting world athletes in a peaceful atmosphere. Many people liked de Coubertin's idea. He worked hard to promote it, and the first modern Olympics opened in the Greek capital, Athens, in 1896. 241 athletes from 14 countries competed. There were many events, including cycling, gymnastics, tennis, swimming, athletics, and wrestling. Musicians and dancers participated in the opening ceremony. Instead of standing across the river, as in the ancient Olympics, these dancers and singers performed formal concerts and ballet at the stadium. Not surprisingly, the organizers decided not to include the dangerous ancient competition of chariot racing in the modern Olympics. The 1896 Olympics were a great success. There were 100,000 spectators just for the marathon. 4 years later, in 1900, the second modern Olympics took place in Paris, France. The numbers were greater than the previous competition, with 997 participants from 24 countries. For the first time, they allowed women to compete in the Olympics. Again, it was a big success. Changes to the Games. 8 years later, there was a change to the marathon. Previously, the marathon distance was 42 kilometers. But in London in 1908, competitors ran an extra 195 meters to reach the finish line directly in front of the Queen's Royal Box. Today, 42.195 kilometers is still the distance of a marathon. At the 1912 Olympics in Stockholm, Sweden, the Olympic Committee introduced automated timers and a photo finish. These things made the judging of each competition much more exact. Before this, the judges depended on their eyesight alone to select and mark the times of winners, and this was not always very fair. They also announced the scores, so the spectators were more informed and involved. The Winter Olympics. In 1911, Italian Count Eugenio Brunetta d'Uso suggested that the Olympics should have separate winter games for winter sports. The Winter and Summer Olympics would take place in the same year every 4 years. The Count was an enthusiastic rower and horse rider himself. Unfortunately, he died in 1919 and didn't live to see the first International Winter Olympics in 1924 in Chamonix, France. Development of the Games. Time passed and the number of athletes and participating countries continued to grow. Over 4,100 athletes from 59 countries competed in 1948 in London. Israel and the Soviet Union joined the Olympics at the Helsinki competitions in Finland in 1952. The Soviet women's team won the team gymnastics event that year and continued to dominate gymnastics for the next 40 years. Over the years, spectators of live and televised events grew and grew. By 1988, in the Seoul Olympics, 8,391 athletes and 159 countries took part. The IOC, Planning and Paying. The International Olympic Committee, IOC, meets regularly to plan the Olympics and to discuss and revise rules. Over the years, they added new events to the competition, like synchronized swimming, taekwondo, and triathlon. Many countries wanted to host the Games, but hosting such a spectacular event was very expensive. The budget to host the Olympics has grown, and some host cities have had a difficult time paying for it. In Athens, in 1896, the games cost $448,800. In 2008, China spent at least $43 billion on its Olympic Games. Today, the Olympics are a huge international attraction. 4.7 billion people worldwide watched the Beijing Olympics on television in 2008. This was a higher number of spectators than for any other event in history.